There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Doug Gottlieb in for Dan. Danette's Dan Patrick Show. We'll try not to ruin. We'll instead try to help your morning, as maybe you're in your morning commute. Maybe you're working. Maybe you're out doing stuff for yourself and for your kids. Welcome in. Dan Beyer alongside. Of course, you got Jay Stu and John Ramos. This is my crew. Rick Bucher from Fox Sports will give us his thoughts on whatever you want to call the All-Star Game. And we'll get you ready for kind of the stretch run as NBA teams are only now seeming like they're focused on getting it together for the postseason. What are the new look Lakers going to look like when LeBron plays, what do you say, the 23 most important games of his career? Okay. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, I'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way that tire buying should be. So there was some discussion from All-Star Weekend about load management. Kyrie Irving gave a lot of thoughtful answers when he was asked questions. Here was his answer in regards to load management.
I don't know who created the term load management, or guys sitting out games, or this narrative that continues to play on about star players or guys not being available. I don't know who started the narrative, but it's completely run amok. I think it's dehumanized some of us in terms of just the way we prepare ourselves day to day. This is a 24/7 job. We have cameras on us all the time.
Okay, I'm not really... So, because there's camera... Again, I'm trying to piece together what he's saying. It's dehumanizing you. He loves the dehumanizing. That's a big fallback on it. That anytime there's criticism of him or people in the NBA, we're dehumanizing you. Is that objectifying? If you're dehumanizing something, are you objectifying? You making them more of an object than an actual living being? That honestly, that's the most millennial word ever. Actually, there's nothing more human than, I'm really tired, I don't want to go to work, but I have to go to work. I'm really tired, but I don't want to go to work, but I got to go. Because other people are depending upon me. Right? I mean, it's the old, can you imagine if the school bus driver's like, I'd like to go take your kids to school, but I got to load manage, because that way I can perform my best when dropping your kids off at school. No, that's not the way it works. I mean, there are teachers we wish would have had a day off because they're just you know, you run on a teacher that's had a bad weekend or had a bad night, whatever, and they're a little punchy with you, I get it. Even in my job, which I'm okay saying, I have the cakest cake job of all time. I watch sports and talk about sports and interview other people about sports and talk about live sporting events as they happen. Doesn't get any better. Right? But I also, I do a lot in a given day. I do the show, do a podcast, do a basketball show on Stadium. I'll go and do games. Like, you know, I just, guys, today I'm not, people do that in their industry at the end, not early on, when they're just holding on, collecting a check. Here's Adam Silver, okay? Here's some quotes. I hesitate to weigh in on the issue, load management, as to whether or not players are playing because playing enough because there is a real medical and scientific data about what's appropriate. Sometimes, to me, the premise of the question as to whether players are playing enough suggests that they should be playing more. That, in essence, there should be a notion just to get out there and play. Having been in the league for a long time, having spent a lot of time with our great legends, I don't think that's necessarily the case. He's doing the, these aren't the droids you're looking for. The world that we used to have where it was just get out there and play through injuries, for example, I don't think it's appropriate. Clearly, I mean, at the end of the day, they're human beings, many of you talk to and know well, who are playing through enormous pain, who play through all kinds of aches and pains on a regular basis. The suggestion, I think, that these men, in the case of the NBA, should somehow get out there more for its own sake, I don't buy into. What? So because their bodies hurt from playing basketball, they shouldn't play basketball? The expression I always use is basketball players play basketball. Like, what else are you going to do? It's what you get paid to do. I had this discussion. A friend of mine is one of the ways I became friends with him was through Dan, was Darius Rucker. And it's the whole idea of, like, there was a time in his life when he was like, man, I only want to be with you. I can only play so many times. But if you have bills, if you have kids, if you want to play at these shows, people still want to hear the Hootie songs. They just do. And whether you feel like it or you don't feel like it, that's what a job is. Like, I'm actually more offended when I read it from Adam Silver, when I hear it and I see it from Adam Silver, than I am from Kyrie Irving. Especially when this is Anthony Edwards, who, what is Anthony Edwards, 22? Here's Anthony Edwards on load management.
If there's anything I could change about the league to make it better, probably just all the guys sitting resting. That's the only thing I probably don't like. Just play, man. If you 80%, 70%, you got to play. I don't like all the sitting, missing games and stuff. Like, these people might have enough money to come to one game. You know what I'm saying? And that might be the game they come to, and then you sitting out. You know what I'm saying? So I take pride in trying to play every game because I don't know. It might be one fan that has never seen me play, and I'm trying to play. So I don't. That's the only thing I don't like. Guys just sitting out.
Let me just speak for all of America and say thank you, Anthony Edwards. More Adam Silver. What world do you live in? Like, bro, you live in New York City. You have a great job that you work really hard to get. I get all of that. But the rest of the real world is, do you have any idea how expensive it is to go to your games? Do you have any clue what that does to your fans? You are telling your fans that you value a guy getting paid an exorbitant amount of money to not play because he doesn't feel perfect. Like sports science. Listen, here's the reality of sports science. It has a value. Okay, it absolutely has a value. But I'll draw this comparison, okay? The comp is with head injuries, right? We have the same protocols for head injuries in basketball that we do in football. Here's the problem with it. Tell me the basketball player who's suffering from dementia because of repeated head trauma. They don't actually exist. And yeah, there are some NBA players who, like, you see him try and run. I played that celebrity game like 13 years ago, right? And I'll never forget Rick Bucher, who's going to join us. He was in my head the whole week. He kept telling me, dude, I talked to Tim Hardaway. He knows who you are. He's coming for you. And then we watched him. I watched him run up and down the court one time, and I was like, oh, Tim Hardaway's, he's an old man now. He's out of shape. This is fine. I was completely freaked out by it. I get that playing 82 games and the playoffs for 10 or 15 years, that can do some damage to your knees, to your hips, or whatever. But the reality is that football players, those guys, they're walking around, they're maligned. They're mangled. They're a mangled mess. There aren't former NBA players who are worse off because of their time exercising every day, playing 82 nights and sitting in ice buckets. Like, if we take medical science at its word, you sprain your ankle, you're out for 4 weeks. Like, that's not how it works with these guys are superhuman. And yeah, maybe their performance isn't as good. But like, what are we doing? You have a job. You signed up to do the job. You can't shorten the season because the idea of shortening the season, you're forgetting what it does to everybody else. Those arenas have leases. Those leases have 41 nights plus preseason games and the potential for postseason. It's not just the arenas. It's all of the restaurants, all of the bars, all the tax breaks that were given in order to build the brand new arenas. All the people that work in those arenas. You're going to take 10 games away from them or 5 games away from them? Are you going to give them that money? And oh yeah, by the way, do you think NBA players are going to give back any of the money that they get guaranteed based upon an 82-game schedule? You have a smoldering dumpster fire of a mess on your hands where even one of your young stars sits there and goes, I just wish guys would play. I came to the NBA to play basketball against the best, and I don't know who's playing. And even he has the general sense of, yeah, you know, there's lots of nights when we go out there to play, and the best player on our team or the other team might not be playing because he doesn't feel perfect. What are we doing? I expect Kyrie, that's on brand. You're dehumanizing. But Adam Silver to go, Kyrie, you know, I think they're human beings. You're saying we're dehuman. No, we're not. The most human thing you can say, Adam Silver, is, hey, I get that you're sore, that you're tired. Right? But you have to have some perspective in that you fly in private jets, you stay in the best hotels, you got the best medical treatment. We're not at, if you don't want to play this, we do not want hostages. But if you want to play, you got to try and play 82 nights. Right? We want to play, you got to play 82 nights. Karl Malone was up there. What was it, 10 straight years? He played every game? And I'm not a Karl Malone fan. And then, like, I said this before the show to Jay Stu. There isn't a human being alive that ever patterned their game after Karl Malone. Right? There were no moves. There's no, like, no. His game was kind of weird. He ran the lane and John Stockton found him. He developed a really good keyhole jump shot. He's a good, solid post player. But like, Akeem has the dream shake. Kareem has the skyhook. Nobody emulates or even names any of the moves of Karl Malone. Karl Malone just played hard. That was it. And he played every night. And you have Adam Silver trying to convince us this isn't really an issue. Medical science backs it up. You're dehumanizing him. No, we're not. They're human beings. Isn't, but the whole idea. Go ahead, Dan.
I was gonna say, isn't Adam Silver part of the problem? Because when we start hearing this segment, and Kyrie's like, "Who came up with load management?" The NBA did because they didn't want to put rest on the injury report. Right. Remember, like there was people didn't like to hear that guys were resting, so they came up with the term of load management. Which, by the way, I think you could have figured out better terms. But like that's so to sit there and even make it seem like you're out on your own. No, the NBA is catering at least that to you.
I'm dumbfounded by the messaging from the NBA. The disconnect in the NBA from what the fans and people in sports actually believe. That's the big thing. It's like, are we on the same planet here? Do we not understand this is a problem?
It to me is you know, it really, what? It started with the Spurs, right? When Popovich would rest guys like Duncan. Really wasn't known, you know, wasn't throughout the league, but they would do it at times. Duncan's not going to play tonight. You're like, oh, okay. Well, they're resting him. And then it took another step when guys started missing that Saturday night ABC game. When, you know, you have, you know, let's take Spurs Warriors and Tim Duncan and Kawhi Leonard aren't playing and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson aren't playing, or whatever the matchup is. And all of a sudden you're saying, well, now what about the advertisers? And we've talked about the fans before. But now it's like, well, if they can do it then we can do it here. And then we'll just blame it on the back-to-backs. And then
it's just such a bad business. Nobody runs a business this way. You don't run a business. Like, this is the customer is always right is the number one thing in any customer service business, right? And that's right. You're an entertainment business. It's about the customers. Like, how many times can you piss off the customers before they go like, you know, I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. And by the way, what kids see, what adults see in the pros, they emulate at a lower level. You do see this in high school games. LeBron's kid, they lost again last Friday night, but there were games at the end of the season where suddenly it was like he's got a knee injury. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's high school basketball. He's not hurt. He just played. We're load managing. Excuse me? What are we doing? I mean, has any of you, Ramos, have you been to a Laker game? When was the last time you were at a Laker game?
2014.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get the tickets or did you pay for the tickets?
I paid for them. I took Sarah. She was like, actually it was earlier than that. I think Sarah was like 10. So it was a while ago. Yeah.
Wait, she was 10 then?
I'm trying to think of how old she was. She was young, so probably wasn't 2014. She was born in 2005. I think it was like 20. She was like 7 years old. It's like, what was that, 2011?
Yeah.
2012, yeah.
How much night cost you?
Oh, geez, I don't know. It was just me, her, and Suzanne, my wife, so I can't remember. But we sat up in the rafters. It was pretty high in the Staples Center.
I think it was
Center.
$328.
definitely $320.
I can't remember the exact
Wapner,
price.
$328.
Go to your online banking and scroll to 2011 if you can.
Hold on a second.
Okay. So look. So I'll give you an example. The Lakers play the Warriors upcoming, right? They play the Warriors. So parking, and you can go to like StubHub, and you can get a parking lot C. Well, this one's $19. Most of them are 30, 80. Okay. But the tickets in section 332. Okay. It's not in the court. It's like in that kind of angle, sort of up in the third deck. Yeah. You can get two unrestricted view. Good. I can see the whole court. $80 a pop. So I'm going to pay $40 for parking. $160 for two tickets to sit way the hell up high. Plus, again, we know you either go out to dinner or you get some food while you're there. You're in it for $250, plus you got to fight traffic. That's the cheapest possible ticket for the Timberwolves and the Lakers, right? And the worst seat in the house, or one of the worst seats in the house. And you show up and your kids are excited. Oh, you want to bring your kids? Okay, that's another $250, $500. Like, pick said star player not playing tonight. LeBron's not playing tonight. LeBron, you want to give him a bit of a pass. You're like, dude, he's been doing this a long time. But Anthony Davis, you don't. It's an awful way to run a business. They have understudies on Broadway, but they also offer refunds if the understudy is performing. You know? I mean, imagine if... How many nights off does the lead guys to Hamilton take off? I don't know. I just, the idea that it's not that big of an issue, people are making it a bigger issue, and you go with the sports science and we're dehumanizing people. Like, no, look, I actually think every human being who's ever played any sort of athletics or works totally gets it. It's not dehumanizing. It actually dehumanizes us. It's trying to make us feel bad. That's what it's doing. It's trying to make us feel like we're some sort of Neanderthal. You got to play. We're the dad on the sideline that's forcing a kid to play a sport that he clearly doesn't want to play. Like, that ain't it, dude. We're paying customers. You have the best in the world. There's 360 days in a year. We're asking them to play 82 nights. They get treated like absolute kings. It's basketball. It's aerobic exercise with some physicality blended in. And, oh, yeah, by the way, do you know what the best thing to do if you're a basketball player when you have a cold? You want to know what the best thing to do is? Play basketball. Opens up your capillaries. You feel great. You know what the best thing to do when, like, the answer to every single problem in your for your body is generally exercise. And yet they're telling you, no. Don't exercise, because I've talked to former players. They have aches and pains. And do any of those former players like, man, I wish I only played 60 games? No. You have your job because you're competitive at your job and you're great at your job. So you want to do your job less?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. It's MBUSA.com. Doug Gottlieb and the Doug Gottlieb Show crew in for Dan and the Danettes here on Fox Sports Radio. Rick Bucher joins us. He's covered the NBA for years. You see him on Speak on Fox Sports 1. He covers the NBA for FoxSports.com as well. Buke, you know, it's been since Magic hit his step-back jump shot over, I guess they're friends again, but former best friend Isaiah Thomas. I think that was in Orlando.
Yeah.
Think back to Orlando.
91.
Sure.
When was that?
It had to be 93. Because Magic retired in the, what was it, the fall of 91, I believe, or 92.
So it
had to be 90. It had to be 93. Had to be 93. Anyway, that was the last time I watched the NBA All-Star Game live. And since then, it's gotten worse. I don't know if we're at a breaking point, but just the clips you watch and the highlight, just bad. You have Mike Malone saying it's the worst basketball game I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You have Jaylen Brown saying that's not basketball.
Yep.
And you know me, I think the basketball, when you actually go watch it, in many ways, is better than it's ever been. Players are better. The game is really good to watch, really fun to watch, but it does the league a disservice. Is there anything going to be done to try and fix that mess?
Well, they have. They've tried, and it hasn't. It has had its moments over the last, 30 years since you watched. The devices that they've used to make it or to infuse more competition into it have worked, but they've only worked for a time. And obviously the latest, where it's quarter by quarter, that put a little juice back into it. But now the players really don't care. I believe that it's part of a larger problem where winning every game no longer matters. And it's just infused itself in the All-Star game because it's the least meaningful game in terms of what produces things for players. Yes, winning All-Star, MVP, and you see certain guys will go for it. But in terms of defending or collectively winning the game, especially now that they're being picked by captains, you know, every action has a reaction. So. Mm-hmm. Now it's not East versus West. You don't have the conference rivalry or reputation or pride on the line. Now you're playing for a particular player. They're all individuals sort of playing for themselves. And so all of that has been lost. And I just don't know. I mean, I've often said it, and the NFL has gone to this, which is, let's just make it a weekend of competition of individual skills. The game, because the three-point contest, the dunk contest, thank you, Mac McClung, those still have some value. I mean, I'm more interested in those than I am.
But even the dunk contest, like, and I love the Mac McClung story.
But
you can't get any NBA star to be in the dunk contest?
Yeah, well, I mean, that is a problem. That is a problem, too. But, again, we've gotten to this point where we are rewarding players regardless of whether they win or not. We're giving
Correct. Participate. They have guaranteed contracts that guarantee them. All right, so which gives
it's
us...
It's not just guarantees, though. Like, we're making them into stars.
Yes.
We're talking about guys being superstars who have never come close to winning a championship.
Agreed.
And so it's human nature. Like, if I don't have to win to be considered a champion, then why should I risk being embarrassed in the dunk contest or not winning the dunk contest when everybody thinks I'm a great in-game dunker? Why should I compete in it? I had to laugh when somebody asked LeBron James, like, what do you think of Mac McClung winning the dunk contest? That was whatever he said. I'm like, why are we asking LeBron? He's never competed in the dunk contest. Like,
I got to be honest with you. He's the problem. He's the problem. Okay. It has nothing to do with, I'm not doing the Skip Bayless clutch gene crap thing. But like, dude, it's your league and it's devolved. And you take the dunk contest, and again, when we were kids, Jordan and Dominique Wilkins and Clyde Drexler, who were the best scorers in the league, and there was a conversation there for a while that Clyde might be creeping up on Jordan, and, you know, right? And Dominique Wilkins, do we peg him? And they were in the dunk contest.
Yeah. No, dunk contest. Rite of passage.
And LeBron, it's a rite of passage, and LeBron never did it. Never did it. Okay.
Yeah, but so I'm not going to put all that on him. I'm going to put that on us because we accepted it and still put him in that pantheon without him taking the normal course of a player, of a superstar. We've made him into a superstar and put him at the very top of the league, and yet he bypassed a lot of the rites of passage for a superstar player. And I found it interesting in yesterday's game, because I did watch with one eye closed because it was challenging. And LeBron was actually trying to play a little bit of defense in terms of some rundown blocks. Like, it wasn't, you know, straight up or whatever, but, and nobody was following him on, like, he made a couple efforts, and I was like, huh, that's interesting too. So I this is going to sound like I'm bagging on LeBron, and that's not my intention. I don't know that he's the cause, but I think in some ways he's the result of how we have changed the dynamics of what it is to be a true superstar player in the league.
Okay. Kyrie Irving said that, you know, that anybody, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, that people who that don't like load management or guys sitting out, you're dehumanizing players.
Yeah.
Right. He loves that dehumanizing. But Adam Silver also said, like, hey, they're human beings here. He's doing the dehumanizing thing when talking about load management. There's lots of science behind it.
Yeah.
Like, but like, what world are these guys living in that they don't realize that this is an issue, that the paying customer doesn't know who's going to be playing on a given night?
Yeah. Well, I thought that Adam's comments at the very end are the bottom line, which is ticket sales are up. Renewal sales are up. So how much do they really, really care? How much is it affecting the bottom line? When it affects the bottom line, I can assure you that there will be changes made. And what this is such a complicated thing, and I've gone back and forth. My initial position was, well, of course, like, how is it that we have load management? We have guys resting just to rest, and yet we have just as many injuries
Correct.
As we've ever had. Like,
Correct.
Whatever we're doing is not working. And so why is that? We have all this science and this sports medicine knowledge and these improved conditions and training and all of that, and it's not changing the bottom line in terms of the number of injuries. So what is it that we're not doing? And I talked to a number of veteran players, and they're like, the game is more physically athletically challenging in terms of it's faster. There's more. You're changing direction more often. It's more of that. And I believe that there's also the ball and the demand on the star players is greater than ever. The usage rate of the players is greater than ever. Teams don't score utilizing team basketball as much. It's more direct line speed going over the top of you, et cetera, than we've ever seen. So you're making more demand that way. And so I was like, okay, you know what? There's some legitimacy to this. There's a reason that you need to incorporate it. But then I had a conversation with a player, former champion, now an executive in the league. And I've been hearing this complaint from executives forever. They will never put their name on the record because it's a sure way of getting fired and never being being given a job again. And they feel like the medical aspects, because they've hired all of these medical experts and trainers, et cetera.
So overvalued, it's crazy.
Yeah, they have undue influence. But the player, the former champion and now executive, said the problem is that nobody practices, and when they do practice, they don't scrimmage. So how can you go from individual workout stuff and no practices to now you're playing games? And as you know, Doug, like, the movements in a game, the demands on your body in a game, there's almost no way to replicate that other than playing the game. And the real difficulty is now, so let's say that tomorrow they all wake up and say, you know what, we need to get back to scrimmaging 5-on-5. You're going to have, in the short term, more injuries as a result of that, because the entire league's not used to doing that. But it's almost like they have to go through that to get back to where guys are going to be conditioned to play more games. And then there's just the difference between the guys who really need that to be able to play and the teams telling them, you know, like the guys I talked to, Mike Conley was like, or Kevon Looney was like, no, I got to fight the medical staff. They're like, you should take a game off. It's like, I'm good. So you have guys being encouraged to take time off, and then you're going to have guys who are, okay, I'm still getting paid. They say I should take a game off. Why, if I'm feeling a little bit sore, why do I want to go out and play if I don't have to? And we could say that about the All-Star game. I mean, it's all the same thing.
Yes.
We've encouraged players by rewarding them even when they don't play or they don't win.
LeBron said these last 23 games are the most important 23 games of his career.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an overstatement.
Well, I guess I believe that he believes that. But I'm going to go back to the game that he set the record in. He set the record in the third quarter. He played 8 minutes in the fourth quarter straight. There were 37 seconds left when he sat down because of his ankle. It was a two-possession game with 37 seconds left. That was a very, very important game for the Lakers in their attempts to get to the playoffs or the play-in. You couldn't give me 37 seconds. You could score 38.
Well, then he took the next two off.
And then took the next two games off. So, and I, you know, for the last 2 years, like, he stayed in games that that were already decided. And because he was trying to win the scoring record, the scoring title last year. Like, he's done things he's never done before in the last couple of years as far as trying to score, mm-hmm. instead of how do I best utilize the energy that I have at age 37, 38 to win. So I know the narrative that he wants us to believe, and this is difficult because I do think that titles and championships do mean something to LeBron, without question. But his actions don't fit with the narrative that he's trying to sell us. And you got to explain the Oklahoma City game to me before I'm going to buy in that, yeah, now that they made all those moves, I think he does want to get to the playoffs. It's on him to get him to the playoffs. They gave him They changed the team for the fourth time. So, yeah, that responsibility is on him. And I'd love to see him do it. I'd love to see him in the playoffs. I'd love to see the Lakers in the playoffs. I want to see that. But when he starts to tell us this is what I'm all about, I'm like, I want to believe that, but you give me a ton of evidence that that's not always the case.
Yeah, it's the juxtaposition of last year when he opened up the possibility of returning to Cleveland. When they're in a playoff hunt at the All-Star game, right? And that went over like a lead balloon.
Honestly, it was like, I'm disappointed we didn't get Kyrie Irving. Like, now you have to change out the team. You just looked at your locker room and went, yeah, you know what? These guys aren't good enough for me to
Correct.
Win.
Correct. 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 I thought we had a championship for a while, but now I'm going to do the best I can with what we got. Buke, we got to go. I appreciate it, buddy.
You got it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Doug Gottlieb in for Dan Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. We got some breaking news. Let's go to our guy, Dan Beyer. Ramos, do you have the... There you go.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Doug, once his buyout is finalized with Utah Jazz, guard Russell Westbrook is expected to sign a deal with the LA Clippers. That's according to ESPN.
Well, that's fascinating, right? So he doesn't actually have to move at all, and now he is in the same building. And the Clippers, who are searching for a point guard, had John Wall, had Reggie Jackson, and now they have Russell Westbrook, who I believe Dave McMenamin said was a vampire? So he's called a vampire? Sucking the blood from the Lakers locker room? I mean, there is no more perfect Clippers story than Russell Westbrook playing for the Clippers, maybe against the Lakers in the playoffs. That would be remarkable. Remarkable. I don't... Russell Westbrook isn't a point guard, but okay. You know, I don't know how that makes them... What it does to make them a championship-caliber team. You know, he's not a great shooter, and he's... Not a good defender, and you know he's a guy who's been about Russell and been in Russell's head. Now, can we give him the benefit of the doubt over the next 2 months? Yeah, like Kyrie Irving's going to be perfect next. D'Angelo Russell's going to be perfect for the Lakers for the next couple months. The question is afterwards for the Clippers. This is just a 2 month trial balloon, right? But did they actually get better over this trade deadline and now acquisition? I don't believe the answer is yes, but they do have Kawhi, and they have, I think, you know, the two best coaches are Kerr and Lou. They have one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the NBA. They got a really, really good roster when healthy, but they're the Clippers. All right, let's get to a game. What's this game that we have?
Doug?
That,
yeah, Doug, you've taken a 1-0 lead on John Ramos in this best of three. This game's called the Dwight Stuff. Again, on this President's Day, you have to decipher if the tidbits that we give you last hour was Warren G. or Warren G. Harding. This one, Dwight Eisenhower or Dwight Gooden. So I'll give you and John Ramos facts. You have to determine, was this for the former Mets pitcher or was this for the 34th president of the United States? All right, John, you are up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Nicknamed Doc. Was it Dwight Eisenhower or Dwight Gooden?
That would be Ike was, by the way, Dwight Eisenhower. That would be Dwight Gooden.
That is correct. That is the nickname for Dwight Gooden. John Ramos off and running. All right, Doug.
Who had a treat? Like this is like what was the female basketball player, the basketball player for UConn, where she hurt her knee, so to become
Paige
like
Beckers?
The all-time
is that
no the previous oh. one like to become the all-time scoring leader, she needed one bucket, so they like threw up the jump ball and she was standing by the basket,
yes,
and she made the layup. That's what you just did to Ramos.
Well, we're crunched on time, so we have to get a winner here sooner rather than later. Doug, who had a tree named after him? Dwight D. Eisenhower or Dwight Gooden?
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
That is correct. No longer Sequoia. There in the 17th hole of Augusta National. It was not a Sequoia, but good guess. You docked a half point for that add-on. 1-1. Just kidding. John, who once had a telephone thrown at his head by a girlfriend? Was it Dwight Eisenhower or was it Dwight Gooden?
I don't think Mame would ever throw one to Dwight Eisenhower, so I'll say Dwight Gooden.
That is correct. President of the United States, by the way, if you can hear the music. All right, Doug, 2-1, John leads. At one time, smoked 3 to 4 packs of cigarettes a day. Was that Dwight Eisenhower or Dwight Gooden?
Oof. What if the answer is push? I'm going to go Dwight Gooden.
No. Ike likes smokes, apparently. Yes, he was a big smoker back in the day. John Ramos, you get this right, you win game 2 in Dwight stuff. A song was named after him by a band called the Mountain Goats.
I'll say Dwight Eisenhower.
That is incorrect. Oh! It was Dwight Gooden. Yeah. Doug received an honorary degree from Hofstra.
Dwight Gooden.
No, that was Eisenhower.
Yeah.
His nephew was a Major League Baseball player, John Ramos.
That's Gary Sheffield, right? Doc Gooden.
That is correct. John Ramos wins the Dwight Gooden game. Missed the Mets championship parade because he was at a drug dealer's house.
Yeah.
That was not Dwight Eisenhower. Just to clarify, that was not Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah, well, that was not Dwight Eisenhower. Good. That one I definitely would have missed as well. I would have missed that one as well. Coming up next in the Dan Patrick Show, live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, we'll get in that news that Russell Westbrook is a Clipper. Is a Clipper. Why, that's perfect. Next in the Dan Patrick Show. You're on Fox Sports Radio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.